The state of the very light jet market. What will be the effect of the current credit crisis? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. Very light jets are creating a tremendous buzz in the business aviation marketplace. During this week's NBAA convention and show in Orlando, the excitement on the show floor in the daytime was damped somewhat by the dreadful news coming in from the world's financial markets. Will a worldwide credit crunch, coming right at the point when many new VLJs are seeking certification, crush the market? It was the biggest question being asked in the segment this week, and we'll bring you four expert comments today. On Monday at NBAA, a panel of four executives from companies in the very light jet segment discussed this and other topics. We'll bring you highlights from this panel over the next few days here on the special feature.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Nichols with the National Business Aviation Association. I serve as Vice President of Operations, Education, and Economics at NBAA. And part of my responsibility is to have lots of fun looking at what's new and going on in the industry. And very light jets aren't exactly new any longer, but there's still something, as we can tell by the attendance here at this audience, something that captures the imagination of the business aviation industry, certainly of the general public, and something that we all would like to learn more about. I'd also like to note that this panel does not include all of the VLJ or personal jet OEMs. Not all were able to make it to the session today at this time. That's one of the great things about NBA's annual meeting and convention is there are lots of things to do, and there are lots of conflicts that pop up. So we're pleased, though, to have several folks here today. I'd like to start with the introductions of our panelists. On your left-hand side is with Eclipse Aviation, Michael McConnell, who serves as president and general manager of the Eclipse Customer Division. And you may know that the Eclipse Aviation produces the Eclipse 500 and also has what was called the Eclipse Concept Jet, now the Eclipse 400, as a clean sheet design. And then on the far right with Embraer is Claudio Kemmler, who's the Vice President of Market Intelligence for Embraer's Executive Aviation Division. And they have the Phenom 100, which is going through certification and nearing the end of that, and we'll hopefully hear more about that in a bit. And then in the middle, we have Jack Browley, who is the President and Chief Executive Officer of AAI Acquisition Incorporated. And they that's the company that bought what was Atom Aircraft, which was pursuing certification of the Atom 700 VLJ. Rick Schrammick, the Chairman of Epic Aviation, they're pursuing certification of two aircraft, the Victory and the Elite. So the first question I'd like all of you to address is kind of the big elephant in the room, and that's what's going on in the financial markets, the global credit crisis. So from your perspective, how do you view that affecting your programs as you're pursuing certification of aircraft, and also from a global perspective, what you're seeing with regard to orders and concern from customers? So why don't we start with you, Rick?
Oh, okay, let me have a take a breath here. First of all, you know, regarding the financial community and the financial positions right now, I think that we will all, for the next 18 to 24 months, struggle with financial issues. Certainly, you're going to have to go outside of the North American market for financial partners. The other option certainly is hooking up with an existing company that already has products and infrastructures, whether that be with joining your product in there or a couple of the new guys getting together. So there are a lot of ways to address the financial situation out there. As far as the order book and our customers, we are seeing absolutely no decrease in orders at all. Virtually none. We still sit with backlogs over $100 million. I think they're in it for the long run. They think that they really want to travel in the VLJ space. That's the perfect airplane for them. It fits the mission profile that they want to do. So I don't see anything there. The one thing that I am seeing is the people that can buy, let's say, a $3 million and lower aircraft, which is the market segment, the price point of a VLJ, you are seeing that instead of paying cash for them, we are seeing people that are holding their cash position and financing them. Our particular customers are not in position where they have difficulty doing that. So I think it's for the company going to certification, it's an issue. For the customers, I think it's less of an issue.
Well, the uncertainty that's created with the financial atmosphere in the globe today causes inaction. I think that's the easiest way to say it. What's interesting is that over the last 2 to 3 years, we've seen a phenomenal increase in the demand for air travel, and that is certainly global, all over the world. It's tied to high net worth individuals. It's tied to GDP growth. It's tied to stock market growth. All of these things showed a very heightened need for air travel, places in the Middle East, in India, in, you know, the proverbial China, which is a, probably somewhat of a red herring as far as a large market. Certainly the U.S. Is stumbling financially, but as we look at the markets, it's unclear today. It certainly feels like the demand for air travel continues and is still needed, but it is unclear whether that risk will still be taken. We have a number of orders that are contingent upon certifications, and we haven't seen anybody walk away. We still see a high interest in the company and in the product. And I think it really goes to, regardless if you have uncertainty in the world, uncertainty in the financial markets, if your product is still something that is unique or that it provides an alternative that has never been seen before. And in the case of the Eclipse 500, it is an opportunity to operate an aircraft far, far, far more economically than anyone could have ever operated a jet airplane before, without any trade-offs in performance or functionality. If those things remain consistent and your product remains at the top of the choice, then you should be able to weather whatever the financial uncertainties are. But make no mistake, there are financial troubles in the world today.
That was Eclipse Aviation's Michael McConnell. We'll be back for more on the credit crisis and its effect on the development of the very light jet segment in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack. We're listening to comments of very light jet manufacturers on the possible effects of the current worldwide credit squeeze on the rollout of new products in the VLJ segment. Next up is Jack Brawley of AAI Acquisition Incorporated, which in February took over the assets of the defunct Atom Aircraft. AAI is bringing the VLJ, formerly known as the Atom A700, to production.
I can answer the question a little differently, in that we are in the very unique position of not selling airplanes yet. So we're here to basically let everybody know that we've got the A700 back into production, and we're on a certification path that should have it certified in another year and a half, simply because we were able to pick up where the Atom Aircraft Company had left off. So... but until we get the bill of material fixed and so forth, we haven't priced the airplane, and we're not really looking to sell airplanes. But the obvious question becomes, how about your investors how is the financial crisis affecting them and and their investment, because we still have a long ways to go. We had a press conference earlier today, and our investors were there, and they assured everyone that the money for the program, which we've budgeted $200 million to complete the certification and put it into production, that the money is secure and it's all available for us. So from our perspective then, a very warm feeling that our financial situation is secure.
On Embraer perspective, what we have seen over the last few years in terms of sales, if we look at book-to-bill ratios, well above two, companies building strong backlogs, we believe that those times with very high sales are gone this year, next year, and probably 10 will be a slow year in terms of sales. Delivery levels will keep high because the backlog levels are extremely long, but we foresee some stabilization in the market in terms of deliveries over the next few years. But in the long term, the industry pillars they are strong. The basics of the very light jets or the business jet market is strong, and we do believe in a recovery. So sales will be down in our view over the next 2 years. There are issues related to customers getting financing, how difficult it will be to get the finance. What we are hearing from the banks is that the financing rates will probably or are already going up. The getting the credit may be a little bit more difficult. I believe that's the biggest challenge. In particular for Embraer, on the Phenom family, we have over 800 airplanes sold with firm orders. We had no cancellations at all. No defaults on payments. Out of these 800 airplanes, about two-thirds are Phenom 100s, which will be starting delivering this year. Probably next month, we'll be delivering the first airplanes. We expect to deliver between 10 and 15 airplanes this year, and from 120 to 150 airplanes for the Phenom 100 and 300 next year.
Thank you very much.
Claudio Canalair is VP for Market Intelligence at Embraer. We'll hear more from NBAA's VLJ panel discussion tomorrow. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.